The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Neil Delamere, comedian extraordinaire, joins the studio. Sorry, I was stuck for words there.
what do you have difficulty with, comedian or extraordinaire? I don't know.
The extraordinaire thing.
Oh, I've said it many times myself.
Good to see you. So you were part of Comic Relief on St. Patrick's Night, which was Sunday night.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was brilliant. Every single act who did it walked off after kind of 10 minutes and gone, can I do it again, please? Because it's a different thing. It's a different vibe because, like, not many of us have done 7,000 or 8,000 people before, and you do it and then there's some people laughing immediately because they're looking at you, and then there's some people slightly laughing beyond that because they're looking at the big screen behind you. So you kind of have to play it in a different way. There's a rolling wave of laughter if you're doing it right, or just exasperation on many different levels, I suppose. But it is, and everybody kind of said that, but it's brilliant fun to do. And it, 250
does
grand
it, does it not Oh, 250,000. That's a quarter of a million.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Does it lack intimacy in any way?
No, oddly enough, I was talking to a guy who looks after Michael McIntyre and Kevin Bridges and all the rest, and he reckons, so they do all those arenas, he reckons that is the best arena. It's the closest one. Since it was redeveloped, it's kind of, they're quite close to you. Comedy in particular is always about the furthest person away and how close they are, kind of.
Right.
And in terms of getting 10,000 people in a room or 9,000 people, whatever it holds, it's the best of those ones, you know? Yeah.
Quarter of a million, that's...
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
And you all give your services for free?
Absolutely, yeah. And somebody was asking me, what was it like backstage? And I fully just said, no, we're like the Eagles. Nobody talks to anybody else. If you look Bernard O'Shea in the eye, he actually, you know, that's on his contract. And the person believed me. Everybody had great crack, and we don't get to see each other as well. That's the thing. You see each other at maybe the Kilkenny Comedy Festival or Montreal or Edinburgh or whatever, but most of the time you're just doing a tour and it's you and your support act. So it's great crack to meet everybody as well and see what people are doing.
But there is, now don't tell me there isn't, there must be some competitive thing going on, you know. Oh, he got more laughs, she got more laughs than I did, they got an extra minute.
Extra minute. I don't know if it's like that now. It's for this charity.
Was there a traffic light system?
No. There was, but on a gig like that, you do have to keep people to time. So there will be a clock. So you know, because otherwise, like if everybody's doing say 7 or 8 minutes, but it starts at 7. If everybody starts taking a mic, and what happens is at a gig that is you're enjoying, it's an awful lot easier to do longer than it is shorter. Whereas everybody else has had the other experience where you're doing the Edinburgh Fringe show and you've done every single bit of material you've ever done and you've done 25 minutes. It's your first year and they look at you and you go, I've got nothing else here, and you already hate me, so I'm going to have to kind of improvise the rest of it, and we've already established you don't like this, so it's going to be awkward for everybody involved. It becomes like a hostage situation at that point. So but a big gig like that is the opposite effect, I suppose.
Now you're in on behalf of Northern Ireland Tourism.
Yes.
You want to encourage people to do road trips. Is this an embarrassing statistic? The 50% statistic.
Yeah. Go on. 57% of people from the Republic have never been to Northern Ireland. I was really surprised by that, I have to say. Because I am over the border more than anybody else. We figured this out more than any other comedian. Not live, obviously.
Anybody else.
Like smugglers and lorry drivers. I'm kind of surprised by that. But in a way, I suppose, when I go up and I do a gig and then I come home. So I haven't done all the touristy things. In the same way you don't do the touristy things in Dublin if you live in Dublin, because you go, the 1916 walking tour will always be there. I'll do it next week. So you don't end up doing it. So this time I said, no, I'm going to go and do the things that I want to, that have been on the doorstep. Like when you think about it, it's 2 hours from Dublin. Yeah. It's further to Cork and further to Galway and further to Limerick.
And you were at pains to point out that you were popping up to Belfast.
Popping up to Belfast. So nipping over the border.
So it doesn't sound like a big excursion.
Well, it's hardly the Berlin Wall. No, I mean, David Hasselhoff isn't in your reach singing about how you can get over. So, yeah, like it's an hour and a half from my house and maybe 2 hours from kind of centre of Dublin. So we went up, we went to Belfast, two cities, 2 days, went to Derry the second day, went to Bushmills, and there's a fella from Bushmills. The guy who runs Bushmills, the master distiller, is from Port Arlington, about 15 miles away from me, who grew up. So, of course, Port Arlington is split between Offaly and Laois. Yeah. So he's getting on quite well in Northern Ireland. it for obvious reasons. and we filmed lots of stuff. And he goes, "Do you ask me any questions about whiskey?" And I said, "Why does it make you so angry when you drink about it?" He goes, "I'm not really going to put that in the video." But he told me 2% of all whiskey evaporates. Right. It's called the Angel Share. Did you know that?
No, so once you pour it, 2% is gone.
Out of a cask, yeah.
Out of a
yeah,
cask, right.
Yeah, it just goes, right. Yeah.
You spotted a thing called the bung flogger. Is that some sort of tool or something?
That's
is
an
it?
Implement for making. So they have their own coopers there in Bushmill, so they make their own barrels. It's glass, let me see, it's grain to glass production, so the whole thing on site 400 years, and they do everything. So they make their own barrels as well, and that's one of those particular pieces.
So a bung flogger, it's a type of hammer, of some description, that coopers use.
It's also, unusually enough, it's the name I have my passport, which is which is unusual. Now, apparently through usage, I can get my passport in that name. Yes. If people have been listening to the rest of the show,
you remember that thing, Call Your Bluff? Is that it? That you used to bring out a thing and you'd say, "This is a bung flogger," and I'd wax lyrical about the fact that the bung flogger
see if it was real or not.
Yes, and you'd have to say,
"Well, there you go."
It's a Call My Bluff on it.
It's going to win you a load on Scrabble points, I would imagine. But no, that was really good. And the idea of this one was kind of hidden gems. So people know about Titanic and people know about maybe Walls of Derry, but which we did. But we went on a lot of stuff like around. The Game of Thrones set, you know, because it's spectacular, you know, and
when you say set, it's the countryside.
I mean, you're looking at the North Coast, and there's a brilliant thing. Flip, who's a guy who showed me around, who's a guide, and he's in Game of Thrones as a body double, you know, and it flips about 6'9" or 6'10". So the framing of the shots is quite difficult, shall we say.
What are you?
Not 6'9". And he was...
Not 5'9".
And what shoes am I wearing? And he was brilliant because he could tell me all about the area, but he still did the thing. So he showed me Ballantoy Harbour, which is where the Iron Islands, if anybody knows the programme, that's set there. And then there's Slaver's Beach, and that's where somebody else is kidnapped in the show. But he still did the thing that all Irish people do when they watch anything that's set here. He goes, and I was watching it one day, and you know, I thought, that's not how you go from Ballantoy to Cushing Dun. And you go, that's the issue that you have with the Game of Thrones. It's not the dragons and the shadow baby born in a cave. That's not how you... The A26 doesn't go there.
Wouldn't go from here.
No, you wouldn't go from here. So, but he was great. And then, we went to Derry and we drank Derry Girls inspired beers and stuff like that.
Do you know what I was thinking? You say 57% of people surveyed in the Republic haven't been to North of Ireland.
Yeah.
But I would think that if you picked most places in the country, that 57% of Irish people haven't been there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a representative. I mean, if you pick Dubliners, like, it's 95%. They've been down the country. Like, I know a fella for about 10 years, he's from Dublin. He doesn't know where I'm from. He has no idea. He thinks I'm from Laois.
Yeah.
And we correct him every single time. But I suppose if you broke it down, obviously people from the border counties, more of them. I'd say as you go south... down to Cork and Kerry, fewer of those, a lower percentage of those have been above.
A serious question, is there a fear if Brexit happens and there's some sort of a hard border that then less and less people are going to travel north?
Well, it depends on what Sterling does, doesn't it?
It depends on what type of border it is, I suppose, all those things.
I'd be very surprised.
What's the name of the drama you're doing?
I'm doing the
comedy drama.
It's called Soft Border Patrol, a mockumentary.
Yes.
And that's an unusual one because we were meant to do one episode of that as a mockumentary. That turned into 3 and then that turned into 8. I suppose it's going to be overtaken by events. But the weird thing about that originally was when we were filming it, like they have branded cars, like police cars, and people started ringing radio stations going, "This is what's happening." Fully convinced that they were real and complaining to Stephen Nolan's radio show. So, but I think that everybody's agreed there isn't going to be a hard border. So I think fingers crossed. Yeah. It'll be no difference being pop. You can pop up easily as ever before.
No, they're going to kick the can down the road and kick it again and again and again until I don't know what happens.
Yeah,
we'll all just go, oh god, and like it's so unbelievably boring at this stage. But anyway, now you're still on tour.
I am still on tour. Yeah,
where are you?
I'm actually finishing in the Millennium Forum in Derry. I've already done one, so I'm going to do another one there. And then another one in Struil in Omagh, but the rest of them I think are gone, sold out. They're just the second dates on. And then we start the Blame Game again on BBC Northern Ireland on in about a week or so. Yeah,
right.
But if people want to do the road trip, we made a video of kind of 8 or 9 minutes, and
it's
then
great.
They
don't get to meet Flip.
They don't get to meet Flip. No.
Or the man from Port Arlington who,
hi Colin,
who runs Bushmills.
I mean, go in and ask for Colin.
But they can hire a bike.
They can go to discovernorthernireland.com and they can do, and they'll realise that you can just pop to. You can pop to all those places, you know.
And you know, I said it. I think last week. I'll say it again. That sign. I don't know if it's still up there when you're coming onto the Antrim coast.
Yeah.
And so just before you get into Cushendun or Cushendall.
Yeah.
It says you are now entering an area of outstanding beauty.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, Northern Ireland has some of my favourite signs. There's a sign in Uri that says, it's halfway down a hill, it just says, try your brakes.
Try your brakes.
Yeah, and you think, what have you done to my brakes? Like, it's almost threatening. But that you won't be looking at the signs, I think you'll be looking at the U-shaped
valleys.
Beauty
around you, yeah. Ask Neil about his father being Grand Marshal of Edenderry St. Patrick's Day Parade last Sunday.
Yes, he was, and went down to see it. And somebody was saying, oh, is he on it because he's your dad? And he's like, it's nothing to do with me. It's because he does so much
for the community.
Yeah. And he was out the front. He was dressed like a leprechaun, pretty much. And it was great. He really enjoyed it.
We spoke to somebody from Cross Malina on Friday about their parade.
County Mayo.
And their Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin Rowland's dad. Kevin. The lead singer of Dexys Midnight Runners.
No way!
Yeah. So maybe this is the thing now.
Oh God, my dad's going to get... Oh, he'll be in Dancing with the Stars next year. I'm telling you. If Conor McGregor's sister and
they'd probably ask you first before they ask your dad.
He's a better dancer than me.
Is he?
And he broke his hip and he's still a better dancer than me.
Yeah. How many people from the north have come south? That wasn't the research. And I'm from Cork and there's not many people around me that have been up to Belfast. It's really on my list, but it takes me 3.5 hours to get to Dublin alone. We decided we will take the train, but that takes 3 hours and then it's across the city to go to Connolly for another train. Can we get a flight from Cork to Belfast? No. Ring Ryanair and ask them there.
Okay.
There. That's your job.
Brilliant. This ambassador role is expanding somewhat. I didn't think. But then again, when I started doing stand-up, like you used to get to Belfast, you used to have to go through Drogheda and you used to go through Dundalk and Uri. You know, so.
And it is popping up.
It is popping up, yeah.
Yeah, and it's on our list at home to go up to the Titanic Centre and all that sort of thing with the kids, but we haven't got around to it yet. But we will do that summer.
You're one of the 57%, but you'll be better.
Right. You'll arrange Flip anyway. So
I will sort out all the things. I know all the people.
Giant. Neil, thanks very much
for
coming in. Thank you. Quick commercial break, is it? No. No, no. Oh, we don't have one. You have to stay here now. I have to read out text. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries.
love Neil on the blame game, especially the interaction between himself and Jake O'Kane.
Yes, he's another member of
Preda. We're talking about dog. Do you have a dog?
I do. Well, I did have a dog, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Forshay Boss. Go on, what's the dog thing?
We named our stray Irish Terrier mix Bertie after Bertie Bassett. All sorts. And a comical scene in Only Fools and Horses always makes me laugh, and a fantastic loyal pet he is. Kind regards, Colin in Wicklow. And I've two, what are those ones? The wine marrers, you know, the ones that look like
beautiful water dogs, yeah.
Yes. Male dog named Baru after Brian Baru. Wasn't allowed to call my youngest Baru, so the dog got that name. My youngest son is named Kuan. Female dog named Callie after California. My oldest son, Fionn, and I went on a trip to California last year, so we want a memory, and that's how she got her name.
Oh, man.
Callie.
They're just the best things ever. And also, because, like, when I do gigs, you know, you come home and you're 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and everybody else has gone to bed, the dog welcomes you in, and you sit up there and you have a cup of tea and a biscuit and you chat to the dog and you pet the dog.
What was his name?
Charlie.
Charlie. When did Charlie die?
Last year, yeah.
How long did you have him?
We fostered him and he kind of just stayed then, you know. We had him for 5 years or so. And the mad thing about, he's kind of a greyhound thing. People just walk up, like random outlads in the street. If you have a greyhound, we'll stop you. Just random. What is he? And you're going, I don't know. I think his mother slept with a Concord. I have no idea what he is.
It's unusual to see them out and about, though.
Yeah, but you have to make up something then to try and get away from them. So he's like, do you race him? He's like, no, he's much faster than I am. And then while he thinks about that, then you just kind of run in the opposite direction. But endless joy. Foster dogs, my message.
There you go.
And go to Northern Ireland.
And I can't say goodbye to you now. Thanks very much, Neil. Good morning. Nish Dosh and Andrew Freescale to Nogue to Caught to Wallish.